John, you were talking about genetically manipulated and altered cold soldiers, you were saying.
Yes. This researcher was saying to me, there's going to be four classes of people in the plan for the new human. And the first one we covered, the second one he called the cold warrior. He said, this is feel no pain, feel no feelings. This is soldier time, the new soldier. He said, at that point, we would be talking about a government corporate alliance to create kind of military intelligence persona human being that would simply be, you know, almost virtually impervious to feelings or pain, would have tremendous endurance, carry out missions, and so on and so forth.
That's dangerous.
Very. The third, he said, is going to be compliant citizens, people that are genetically programmed to behave, to follow orders, to do the
drones
that everybody else does.
Will be the workers, right?
The workers. And then finally, he said, you'll have the phase-outs. Those are the people that won't be programmed at all. And there will be certain restrictions so that they don't produce another generation. He said, this is where it's heading. And he said, if you want to look at it in more general terms, you're looking at the split of humanity into two, the haves and the have-nots.
Yes.
The bigs and the smalls and so on and so forth. And he said the ownership of these genes will be promoted as a government corporate alliance. Some of the genes will be owned by the government, and we've already seen that this is true, some by corporate. They will gobble up as many sequences and separate genes and clusters of genes as they possibly can. This is already happening. And he said, on the social front, genes are already being used and will continue to be used to reduce the idea of personal choice, freedom, and responsibility, because people will be propagandized and programmed by the media to think, I'm not responsible, it's all in my genes. I don't have to do anything in particular, that is, I'm not responsible for my actions and my choices. Freedom is not something that's really real. It's all about genetics. And so the best I can do is to look forward to the day when maybe I can have some enhancements or my kids can have enhancements. He said, you will see in this sense a world created of, and the phrase he used was, victims of our genes. That's the way it'll play out on the social plateau. And, of course, we're beginning to see this already. People have this sense that that's the way it is.
Sure. What happened to the humanitarian plan, John? And that was, let's cure diseases.
Well, exactly. That will continue, but as we've discussed,
it's the front.
It's a front. And so it doesn't really matter whether the cures come through or not, or if they're spotty, or if they're horrendous side effects in many experiments and so on and so forth. Studies will be published. Proclamations will be made. Oh, we've, you know, made a great advance when it comes to cancer of this or that or heart disease. It'll be basically a propaganda campaign backed up by, medical studies. And he said, look, if some of this turns out to be real and useful, great, it'll happen. He said, but he said, what I am so upset about, and he really was upset because he was trapped, is the program behind the program. He said, this, what I'm talking to you about is what's really going on. This is what the plan is. This is the way it is. And then I said, well, listen, here's something I don't understand. You've got these corporations that are accumulating massive amounts of money, mm-hmm. biotech corporations, so forth. They're not turning out anything really useful. I mean, how can they continue to exist? He said, well, look, first of all, some of them have already been gobbled up by larger companies, pharmaceutical companies, chemical companies, etc. And that will continue to go on. He said, because look at it this way. If you're a gigantic chemical company, what's one of the biggest things you're worried about? Lawsuits because you polluted some area with horrendous chemicals, and now you're facing, you know, billion-dollar judgments against you. He said, now, suppose you, sitting in the boardroom of this corporation, start to figure out what's the 50-year cost risk benefit of paying out those gigantic court judgments for polluting, as opposed to being able to float the idea in front of a jury or a judge that the only people that are really dying or getting sick in these situations are genetically predisposed in that direction already.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can produce that kind of propaganda result, it's worth all that wasted money compared to what you would have to pay out for environmental disasters. And he said, we're getting closer to that day when you're going to be able to make that argument in a courtroom and say, look, you know, yeah, you're talking about all these people dying of cancer in this small town in California. Well, let's look at the 150 cases here, and let's see the other 150 that didn't get cancer. And we're going to present to you genetic evidence that shows that it's really all about the genes.
That's right. It's not our fault.
Not our fault. I mean, it's just these people are predisposed. So that was pretty fantastic. And then 2 years later, out comes a book, Remaking Eden, Cloning and Beyond in a Brave New World, written by Lee Silver, who is a professor at Princeton Department of Molecular Biology, Woodrow Wilson School for Public and International Affairs. And this, to me, was the capper. Now, this is not, I'm not trying to launch a crusade against Lee Silver. My sense is that the man is a political libertarian, but here's what he says. And this is exactly in line with what this third scientist told me. In a few hundred years, the gen rich, he calls them, the genetically rich, who account for 10% of the American population, will all carry synthetic genes. All aspects of the economy, the media, the entertainment industry, and the knowledge industry will be controlled by members of the gen-rich class. That means genetically enhanced people. Naturals will work as low-paid service providers or as laborers. Eventually, the gen-rich class and the natural class will become entirely separate species with no ability to crossbreed and with as much romantic interest in each other as current human would have for a chimpanzee. In a society that values individual freedom above all else, it is hard to find any legitimate basis for restricting the use of reprogenetics, as he calls it. The use of reprogenetic technologies is inevitable. There is no doubt about it. Whether we like it or not, the global marketplace will reign supreme.